Thank you for calling customer support. This is Brandy speaking. How may I help you?
Yes. Who am I calling?
My name is Brandy.
I'm sorry. I need to know the name of this company.
Well, I'm a third-party call center. I represent different companies and things. I would need to have your zip code to pull up your account to see which company you ordered from.
I don't have an account. I have 5 fraudulent charges on my credit card from the company. And this is the number that they list.
Yes, ma'am. What I was saying was I would be able to pull up to see what those charges came from. And if that was my doing, I just need your zip code.
0282.
And what was the first and last name?
My first name is Geraldine. The last name is Galora.
And that was 02882?
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. I don't think that we were the ones that charged your account.
So something called Pinnacle Health. I don't know what it is, but they list this number underneath it on my credit card. I have a dispute for fraud put in, but there's 5 charges almost totally $200 that are came out of my checking account.
So the other way I'm able to look up your account would be the first 6 and the last 4 of that credit card that was charged, because this zip code is not in our system.
Okay. Have you heard of Pinnacle Health?
Pinnacle. Yes, ma'am.
Is that a healthcare company or?
It sounds like, I mean, I've heard the name. Can I have the first 6 and the last 4? You may have an account with this. I'm not sure.
I don't have an account with Pinnacle Health. I've never heard of it before. I don't want to give my credit card information.
Well,
it's all locked.
I won't be able to.
But you're a third party biller or what? I'm sorry.
I represent different companies. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because you have to understand, I mean, you would probably feel the same way if you had tons of money taken out of your account from someone you don't even have an account with.
Yes, ma'am, which is why I'm trying to, you said it is our number under that.
Yes, ma'am.
If it's our number, then I would have charged a card, which means you would have had to have an account with it. If I'm not able to locate your account with your zip code, I will be able to locate your account with the first 6 and last 4 because I would have charged that card, because that card would have been in my system to charge it. And that's the only other way I'm able to see if you have an account with us, is if I get the zip code or that first 6 to last 4. That's the only way I'm going to be able to know if it's us, ma'am.
Yeah, I understand. I guess I'll just have the bank continue to investigate it, because I have no accounts. It's a brand new checking account. I don't have any money that I'm charging to anybody other than if I go into a store and use my credit
card.
Have you
done a survey or deal for received an email for something lately, ma'am? Text me.
No.
Okay, ma'am.
Nope. No, the only thing I could think of is maybe it was stolen from Amazon, because that's the only place I bought from was Amazon, and then, of course, like, in person.
Did you receive a gift or something?
Yeah.
Did you receive a gift or something, like a survey from Amazon? Like, something popped up, or they offered you free something?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I won't be able to look in.
I know better than to click on anything with Amazon, you know, unless I go into... My husband has an account. I don't have an account on Amazon, so I know better than to do that. So I just guess I'll have the bank do the dispute. They've already have 2 disputes in place, and there's 3 other additional charges. So I'll guess I'll have them go for it.
Okay, ma'am, because I won't be able to help you any further without you giving me that. But thank you for calling Customer Service, and you have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.